Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Every time I speak your name, that's funny. You say that you are so helpless too.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. You know, we're talking about this Matt Carpenter contract during the break. And here's the thing is, the worst contract in professional sports today is John Wall, 4-year, $171 million, and he's not going to even play for a while. But here's the thing is, the Wizards have him insured. So they're getting like 85% of that, I've read, where they're not paying it. So it's not that bad. The thing with Carpenter, there is no injury.
Otto
granted,
Porter's,
it's only $20 million,
but Otto Porter is a pretty bad deal. He was a great college player, but you look, 20-some-odd million. That's a rough one, I think. Currently, Jacoby Ellsbury, to me, I don't know if can be beat because I don't know how long he played in New York, but he wasn't getting paid, you know, roughly $27 million to sit the bench for 2 years. So,
and the Carpenter deal, the money, you know, they have money to burn. They don't like to burn money, but they do. But it really limits your roster even the next couple of years. If you're saying, all right, he's slumping, or had a really bad year. It's kind of like Fowler. You rolled him back the next year. Hey, we're going to reinvent the guy that we already have. You might be in a situation where Carpenter, because he's signed, you got to reinvent the guy you have, and you're sort of handcuffed. And for years, they were good at not getting stuck with a roster of guys that you were committed to that you really didn't want. They used to have good roster flexibility, and it seems they've kind of gotten away from that.
And if you just go by just strictly this year and the two extensions with Michaelis and with Carpenter, just think if you didn't do that, you can, for one, Carpenter you probably wouldn't go to the negotiating table with unless he's giving you a friendly sweetheart deal. And Michaelis, you could probably get for a Lance Lynn 30, you know, 3 for 30 or 3 for 35 because you can go to his agent and say, hey, we had one good year, but he doesn't have the consistency, the track record to give him $68 million. You probably could have saved yourself $70 or $80 million on the length of the contracts if they would have just stayed pat and patient. I like that, you know, I understand that they want to give, you know, the Matt Carpenter, you know, the retire as a Cardinal and Michaelis, you earned this contract. But if they just would have stayed pat, you would have saved yourself $68 million, which is, to me is would be useful coming up in this offseason.
And their own words historically have been, you don't pay a guy for past performance. You pay them for future performance. I think with Michaelis, they believe there will be value there as a starting pitcher. The Carpenter extension, clearly, it seemed, granted he had a pretty good year last year, a weird way to get there numbers-wise, but they were paying him for past performance, it seemed like, which goes against what they normally do. Mm-hmm. Our Schnucks Tour continues in August. We're going to be out and about, looking forward to that. You can stop by and not only get your groceries, pile up your rewards. Make sure you do that. By now, I hope everybody has done it. So when you're checking out, you see how much money you've got in the bank. You can always cash out. It's your money. You earn it back every time you shop at Schnucks. And download the app as well. When you're walking around the store, it can help you do your shopping, get your Schnucks app, get your Schnucks reward. Looking forward to our world tour continuing later on this month and into the month of August. Time now for a little vehicle we do. It used to be about corrections and errors that we made. That was more of a, you know, Charlie made all these mistakes that we had to correct. But Frank doesn't really make mistakes, but we're still teed up.
Plenty.
At the end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, even though there's moments where you're like, I don't want to do this.
We're mentioning previous deadline deals of years past for the Cardinals. Happy 17th anniversary of the Scott Rolen trade. Wow. July 29th, 2002.
Now the assistant baseball coach at the University of Indiana in Bloomington.
You know what he told me is that his position doesn't allow him to coach.
He coaches the coaches.
Yeah. That's and what I, said. He I said, is that okay? He's the director of player development or something. But he said, I can't actually hands-on coach. And I said, oh, you got to hate that. He said, no, it's fine.
You know what he said, by the way, his greatest honor in baseball is? Being at the All-Star game for like 3 consecutive years and having the players vote on who they would want their son to play like. And Rolen would win every year.
We should have asked him to time his run around the bases to Goldschmidt.
I asked him about the Goldschmidt thing. He said, that's really cool to see. That's neat.
He told me after 04, that great team, and he said it before, but he said, I went home after the World Series. He said, I turned to my wife and said, we will never win a World Series.
He gave you that bite on Saturday?
Yeah.
He gave me the exact same
bite. I think he said it before, but he said, I've told my wife, because if this team doesn't win, we're never going to win. He really is an interesting guy. I remember spring training that next year. I said, disappointment, yes, but just getting to the World Series, how big was that? And for the franchise, and La Russa had missed out three times in the NLCS, 96, 2000, 2002. It was a huge deal. And he gave me some quote along the lines of, yeah, so I can tell my daughter, hey, Daddy played in the World Series once, and Daddy went 0 for 20, or whatever his stat. He had a really bad stat line.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Real quick, Cardinals top of the order, still a huge issue, even with Carpenter out. They don't really have anyone getting on base. Tommy Pham, with a traded away to get more playing time for Harrison Bader, who can't get a hit, has an on-base percentage of .373 on the season for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Wow.
So, I want to ask kind of a five for Frank-like question, because it involves a player, the Cardinals.
So you are me.
Yes. You are Neil Huntington. You're the general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm the owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I want you to explain the thought process behind these two deals. It's because I feel like this is something that occasionally does get a GM fired. You traded Gerrit Cole to the Houston Astros for the following: Michael Feliz, Jason Martin, Colin Moran, and Joe Musgrove. And then, a few months later, about 6 months later, you traded for Chris Archer and traded the following: Tyler Glasnow and Austin Meadows, who right now has an OPS plus of 130 for the Tampa Bay Rays. Tyler Glasnow, albeit on the 60-day DL, they're not sure when he'll come back. When he was healthy, was 6-1 with a 1.86 ERA and a WHIP less than 1 for the Tampa Bay Rays. You're a team that prides itself or feels the need to build from within, and you're trading probably the best player, or at least best pitcher you've developed in decades, and then acquiring nothing. How do you explain that?
In short, you flip Gerrit Cole for Chris Archer.
Yes.
Which seems like a mistake.
Wow.
I can't explain that.
That's just brutal.
Much like a couple of years ago, we decided we were going to go for it, or we weren't going to go for it right at the last minute. Remember the season was about the McCutcheon deal? Like, everything happened late in spring. They're like, did you get your season tickets? We just decided we're getting rid of everybody.
Right. That is just unbelievable. Gosh.
I can't. So wow. In other words, what are the Pirates? What is their game
plan? What
are
they doing?
What are they doing?
You know what you're hoping for is that the Steeler training camp just kind of grabs all the headlines.
Chris Archer, I think, will be interesting because, in part, I wonder if the Cardinals would be interested in acquiring him. He has a team option for next year for $9 million or a 1.75 buyout. I wonder if the Pirates buy him out, if the Cardinals would knock on his door. Because they showed interest in him. They weren't willing to pay the price to acquire him for a trade last year.
And everybody loved Archer and thought that was a big miss. Everybody thought it was a big miss. But
I was among them.
It seemed like a coup or a good move for the Pirates. Hasn't worked out that way. Maybe you can reinvent him a little bit. I don't know if they'd want to trade in the division. I'd have interest. I think at this point, if I told you tomorrow it's going to be Walker or De Leon or Chris Archer, you'd take Archer.
I would take Chris Archer. Hey, Cardinal postseason odds. After losing 2 out of 3.
Well, I've got him at 100, Frank.
The Brewers.
Yes, you do, Mr. DeWitt.
47.5% to make the postseason. That is the...
What's the Cubs and Brewers?
Cubs, 78.7%. Wow. The Brewers, 29.9%. The only other team in the wild card race with higher odds would be the Washington Nationals at 61.6%. But Washington, you're not sure what the Max Scherzer status is. He keeps having these back issues creep up.
From carrying the team.
Not expected to make his next start.
Well, that's huge.
I mean, where would you put him? Would have put him in the rotation.
Although the wild card game is...
So they still have higher odds than the Cardinals of making the postseason.
Yeah. And part of the issue is the schedule moving forward when you come off series against Houston, but you still have Chicago, Oakland, and L.A. Strength of schedule moving forward is factored into this. So, of course, mid-August, we'll see where it's at.
So if you just get the second wild card, you might have a game against Scherzer, maybe. And the wild card winner is going to get the Dodgers. That's your reward. Although the Dodgers tend to, at some point, fizzle out in the playoffs, whether it's the World Series.
I don't know this year.
But that's not an easy sell. If you're just getting that second wild card, you got to win that one game just for the right to face the Dodgers.
And they have three stud pitchers. And three stud batters. The Dodgers are loaded this year.
I think you want to win the Central for sure. And then the Braves, God bless the Braves. They'll have a better record, but they don't scare anybody. It may not be fair. Stay away from the wild card. Let that team go and play the Dodgers so you can play the Braves.
Now, I know this isn't a totally fair game because different farm systems are stronger and it's not all on an even playing field. But we mentioned earlier the Mets traded their fourth and sixth best prospects per MLB.com for Marcus Stroman, that being Anthony Kay and Simeon Woods Richardson.
So our seventh and eighth are
our fourth and sixth are Elijuris Montero, a third baseman, right now struggling.
We can move him.
And Ryan Helsley, whom they don't really know how to use when he's on the 25-man roster.
He just shows that the farm.
The big leagues, and then he gets to eat a nice meal, then he gets to go back.
And so 4-8 got Stroman?
4-6.
4-6 got Stroman. Wow.
I like how you preface farm systems are different.
Yeah, it's not fair. I'm not sure.
Right,
exactly. But at the same time, even if the Cardinals might rate better than the Mets, I'm not sure where it ranks. I would have done that yesterday.
We could give them Ponce, too.
Yeah. Right. I would have done that.
All right. They can have Solly. They can have a 590 Mike flag. What else do they want?
Let's do a 590 the fan 590 trade swap.
Maybe Mo needs Charlie to come over there and just beat people up on these trades. Dude, what do you think? Here. Come on. Give me Stroman. Come on. Seriously.
I'll tell you what. Charlie, he doesn't lack the effort. That's for sure in these trades.
I will say we are 590 the fan. Every now and again, I'll notice on our Facebook page, we'll get a question from someone who is seeking the fan
in Toronto.
590. So once, about a month ago, we got a scoop that Kawhi Leonard had rented a house in Toronto and was going to stay with the Raptors. That was the big scoop.
It was on our Facebook.
And then the other day, I got a phone call from a very nice Canadian gentleman wanting to know why the signal was not as good at night during Blue Jays games. And I'm like, no, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then he hung up the phone. It was nice, but I'm like, yeah, you got to find a different station. Sorry, buddy.
This is the dyslexic version of your station, okay?
All right, that's the end of the day.
All right. Quick word about our good friends at Lakeside Roofing. Their reputation is one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, competitive pricing. Lakeside Roofing features the finest quality roofing materials. They provide expert installation. Find them online at lakesideroofing.com. They give us the commish every week. Please give Lakeside a chance. They're the best in what they do.
Cam Jansen on deck with the gambling guru. He's the new Jimmy the Greek, Frank. Everybody's asking. I've noticed this on Twitter now. Everybody has a gambling question. They turn to Charlie Marlowe.
Is that right?
Yeah,
gambling guru? That's what we're calling him?
Somehow he is. Absorbed. Yeah. Hey, he once bet on a WNBA game.
Yeah.
So it may not just be.
Is that official, really?
Oh, yeah. He told me why. Because the Connecticut team plays in a casino, and he had this whole theory about why the other team may not be focused. I'm like, oh, my God.
Did it work? Do we remember?
That I don't remember.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Let's just.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Charlie, when you bet, you're live on the air. When you bet on
the WNBA game, did you win that bet with that strategy?
Connecticut.
This false narrative.
Is this the Mohican Sun?
Hi, Chuck.
What's up, guys?
Hey, guy.
Struggling for content again at
11:58.
The second hour topic.
The gambling guru is part of the Cam show, and I mentioned that you're the new Jimmy the Greek.
Well, I think I may have bet on the CFL and the WNBA last summer a couple times, but to be fair, I really don't bet in the summer almost ever. Like baseball this year, I like to bet on football. I like to bet on college basketball.
Did you win the WNBA bet or
not? I can't remember. I definitely bet more than one time on the WNBA. If I would have won consistently, I'd still be betting on the WNBA.
So you probably lost the bet, I guess.
Well played.
There you go.
All right. The Cam Chuck Extravaganza next.
It'll be fun, though.